Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series, August. The gem is Peridot. In week one, we are studying the attributes of openness and acceptance. So if you can do so safely, gently settle into this time of deeper communion with your soul. Rest into your chair and gently close your eyes. Take a big breath in and out. Breathing in and releasing, breathing out. Allowing your shoulders to drop. Feeling relaxed. Allowing a wave of relaxation to come across your entire body. Seeing a bright light cascading down from above your head as it touches your scalp. Feel its radiance. Feel its relaxing properties, relaxing your head, scalp, and face. Relaxing your brain, your mind, allowing any thoughts that you have to simply fade away, knowing that you can address them later. Allowing that wave of relaxation to continue down through your shoulders and down your arms. Allowing that relaxation to extend out your fingertips. Continuing to relax your torso, chest, abdomen, and your internal organs, relaxing. Feel your natural breath rate slowing down as you relax. Relaxation moving through the hips, down the legs, thighs, past the knees, calves, all relaxed. Allowing that wave of relaxation to extend through your feet into the floor beneath them. Yes, feeling very relaxed, present in this moment. Grateful for taking time for yourself. Bring to mind someone in which you are grateful for. See them in your mind's eye. Picture them clearly. Feel your heart open with gratitude as you are grateful for their presence in your life. Perhaps you feel a smile come across your face, feeling you are grateful, happy, appreciative of this person. Feel all those feelings within your heart center. Bring those thoughts, bring them down from your head, and place them in your heart center. Feeling that loving gratitude radiate, expanding throughout your heart, throughout your chest, coursing through your veins and arteries with every beat of your heart, filling your body with loving gratitude, and radiating that gratitude out into your world, your home, your employment, your city and town, feeling gratitude for the events of your life, for the people in your life, feeling grateful for the world in which you live. A powerful gratitude radiator. As you are radiating gratitude, feel your openness and acceptance for when we are grateful, we are open. Our minds are open to receiving our greatest good. We are not in judgment. We're not judging the person we are grateful for. We accept them for who they are, as they are. Through our openness and acceptance, we become a clear channel for our good, for all the blessings to flow to us with ease and grace. We live in a world of infinite possibilities. When we remain open, the world of pure potentiality can flow through us and manifest in our world. When we are closed, we restrict that flow of pure energy. We want to judge it, or manipulate it, or question it, or worry about it. When we relax and we are open, we have faith and trust that the best and highest good is unfolding for us now. We have faith in God that the divine orchestration of our lives is happening perfectly, flawlessly. We are open to the blessings and events of our day that flows to us without question. Observing them. Wonder what this will be like. That's interesting. I'm open to that. Today, watch your thoughts. Concentrate on being open, non-judgmental, open to the world of possibilities life has to offer. As we radiate with openness through a moment of silence. Yes. Relaxing ever more deeply into this time of meditation. Being centered and present now in this moment. Accepting it for what it is. A time of deeper communion with your soul. Accepting the present moment is perfect the way it is, without concern or worry about the events of the day, the future, or the past. Accepting the present moment as perfect right now, exactly the way it is. Start your acceptance here in the present moment. For it's easy to accept one moment at a time. This moment is okay. This moment is okay. I accept this moment. Like building our gratitude muscle with repeating our gratitude, we can build our acceptance of the events of our lives one moment at a time. For when we are open and non-judgmental, we can accept that this event that is happening to us now, whatever it may be, it might not be our preference, but we can accept that it is exactly what it is. For our worry and concern is not going to change it. When we relax and accept it, we can move through it with ease and grace. We can accept the lessons that it gives. I'm not going to do that again. I've learned from that situation and accept, well, that was something I must have needed to experience. I'll take that experience and move on with my life. When we're open and accepting, life flows. The bumps in the road are just bumps in the road. The challenges are just challenges. Yes, it doesn't make them less painful or less difficult. But when we can accept them, that this is what I have to go through, I'm open to the lessons I'm going to learn through this. I can be present in this moment, in this moment, in this moment. We can build our acceptance of it. This moment is okay. I can deal with it right now. And not have to worry or think about how I'm going to deal with it next hour or tomorrow. Accept one moment at a time. It's like when you sit down to the big chocolate cake. You eat it one bite at a time. Enjoying and accepting every blissful bite. The challenges might not be so blissful, but we can accept them one bite at a time. So let us chew on accepting our life through a moment of silence. Yes, I completely love and accept myself exactly the way I am right now. I completely love and accept myself exactly the way I am right now. I completely love and accept myself exactly the way I am right now. We can begin our acceptance with accepting ourselves. We are perfect, whole and complete, made in a likeness and image of our God. When we judge ourselves, essentially we are saying, God, you didn't do a good job. I'm not perfect. Choose not to judge God's work. I accept myself exactly the way I am. I can hold a vision of myself as healthy, whole, and complete, despite my back pain, despite my foot pain, despite any health concerns I might have. I can still accept myself healthy, whole, and complete, and hold that vision. I can accept myself that I've tried my best and I've made a mistake. And I accept that I will make mistakes. But through my love and gratitude for my life, I accept the road and the path that I'm on, bumps and all. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I say, I completely love and accept myself exactly the way I am, the way I behave, the way I look, and the way I feel. I accept you. I accept me. We can begin with acceptance from within and then project it without. Accept others in our lives. Our boss. The driver who cut you off. The mailman. The clerk at the store. Accept that they are just like you, living their lives with their own challenges, with their own issues. Accept that they are one with you, that they are a divine child of God, just like you, going through their day, which is orchestrated by God, and your meeting. It's a part of the play. It's a part of the divine plan. Accept that you two are to interact. Maybe you met by accident through the cars being in the same spot at the same time. Maybe you met by accident, both arriving at the water cooler at the same time. Maybe this person is to check you out at the grocery store. Why not give them a smile and a thank you? And how was your day? Accept them for the divine child they are. For when we give what we wish to receive, we attract back to us more of what we desire. If we want to be more accepting, give acceptance. If we want to be more open, give openness. If we want to be more grateful, give gratitude. If we want to be more loving, give love. I completely love and accept myself exactly the way I am right now. In the silence. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the blessings that flow to me with ease and grace as I am open and receptive to receiving them. I am open to the field of pure potentiality which you lay before me. Through my world, I focus on that which I desire. And through the realm of pure potentiality and my openness to receive, I manifest those things into my life. And for this, I am ever so grateful. And I accept the path that I walk, that I am creating through my thoughts, actions, and deeds, the perfect orchestration of my life. The events that I experience, I accept them for my soul's highest good. I choose not to judge them, simply to accept them and do my best to be present through them, to receive the lessons and grow from every event in my life. I am blessed as I am open and receptive. My life. I live it fully with love and gratitude and experience the richness that my life has to offer as orchestrated by your divine order, presence, and guidance. I am open and receptive, and I receive gratefully for your many blessings that enrich my life. I say thank you, God, and amen. Being grateful for this time of deeper communion with our soul. Reaching the rich depths through this meditation, feeling the peace, the oneness, know that this peace is always within you for the realization, always residing within you. So at times your mind might be busy with thoughts of the day, reach back within your soul to the peace within. As we begin to bring this time of meditation to a close, gather up all those thoughts of openness and acceptance, all those feelings of love and gratitude, and bring them back with you to experience throughout the day, throughout the coming days, being present, being open and accepted. So as we begin to end this time of deeper communion with our soul, envision yourself climbing a staircase, stepping up one step at a time, gently, easily, effortlessly, stepping up, becoming more conscious with every step up, becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic about your day, becoming more outwardly oriented. Begin to recognize your body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, becoming present in this moment, feeling refreshed, revitalized, renewed, bringing back with you openness and acceptance, love and gratitude. Bring these back on your heart, and a smile on your face as you approach this day with gratitude. I'm grateful for sharing this meditation with you. I'm grateful for you joining me in experiencing it. And I look forward to continue to support you on your path. Visit us at theachievementprocess.com for more information about achieving your heart's desires, remaining present in gratitude. Recently, we've joined with our sister site, believeingratitude.net. They are both residing at the same site. So visit us and remain in gratitude. And this week, on the 6th of August, 2015, we'll be hosting our Big Achievement Groups. That's where we'll study openness and acceptance in more depth through the first part of our Big Achievement Groups. And in this, we'll be having our Grateful Mastermind session, where you share your gratitude for the week, share your goals, and receive mirroring gratitude in support of your goals. So you can sign up for Big Achievement Groups at theachievementprocess.com. And we look forward to seeing you in our virtual classroom for our Big Achievement Groups. Visit us on Facebook at The Achievement Process, or Google Plus. You can also follow Bodhi the Big Dog with their daily offerings of gratitude. Either way, you enjoy your day, do so with gratitude. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Have a grateful day. And thank you.